Hi, I'm Ron Smith with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and I'm here with Cindy Loeffler, a water resource specialist. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Cindy, with water seemingly everywhere in our daily lives, can you tell me why water is so important for the state of Texas?
Well, if you think about it, Ron, every living thing on Earth needs water. Even if you look at the Earth, it is covered with water. 70% of the Earth is covered with water, in fact, but most of that is salt water. So really we're only left with a fraction, with a percent, 2.5% of that water is fresh water, but only a fraction of a percent of that water is usable by people and fish and wildlife. Some of that water is also underground, known as groundwater. So it takes some effort on our part to get access to it. We have to pump it, and in some areas the water is not being replenished as quickly as we pump it out.
So just because we can't see it doesn't mean we don't have to be worried about it.
It's not out of sight, out of mind. It is underground. And another concern is with the population growing, especially in Texas, we're expected to double in 50 years. There may not be enough water to go around for everyone during times of drought.
Well, Cindy, why is Texas Parks and Wildlife involved with water in Texas?
That's a good question. Parks and Wildlife is the agency that's responsible for protecting fish and wildlife. Of course, fish and wildlife need water just like people do. And so our job here at the department is to make sure that fish and wildlife are considered when we make decisions at the state level about how water is used and managed in the state.
If you had some main points that you would like for us to understand or get out of our webcast today, what would they be about water?
I think it's important for everyone to think about where their water comes from. Does your water come from underground? Does it come from a lake or a reservoir? What happens to it after you're done using it? Those things are all very important. I think that if we can conserve water, that can be as simple as turning off the faucet when you brush your teeth. Be careful about not polluting or littering. Those are all things that we can do.
Is there anything that the students specifically can do?
If you see water waste going on, please encourage people to take care of those problems. If you see pollution happening, let someone know about it. Also, if you're into gardening, you can think about using native plants that use less water and are also good habitat for wildlife.
And I think spreading the message is also important, too. They have a good opportunity because they meet with so many people in their daily lives.
Absolutely.
After all, recycling is really big in the state of Texas, and students got that started many years
ago.
That's
right. Absolutely.
Well, where can we learn more about water issues?
You could go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's an excellent source of information. Also, our magazine. I think someone will be talking about that. We've had very good issues that address water issues, and watch our Parks and Wildlife video.
Cindy, thank you very much for talking to me today. And now we're going to go to Steve Campbell, who's with one of our participating high school teachers.
Great.